Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. It's me, Ronnie, and Ben is here too. Poof, here's Ben.
Bonjour. Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour, mes amis.
Bonjour, pain au chocolat.
Bonjour, pain au chocolat.
Bonjour.
Jour de pardieu.
Everybody, welcome to Emily in Paris Day from Netflix. If you're wondering, why the hell isn't this a Bravo show? Because Bravo is being lazy, okay? They're not putting out shows. And so we're expanding a little beyond. We've done Selling Sunset. We're doing Great British Baking Show right now on Netflix. We're doing every episode of that, so check that out. Yeah. We just did Class Action Park on HBO Max. You can look for that. We did My Octopus Teacher. You can look
for
that.
It's been kind of fun. We're sort of like, you know, we're just sort of like sampling all these different things. Well, I mean, Class Action Park and also My Octopus Teacher were documentaries. They are fully formed things. But we thought, since we have a little gap in our schedule this week, and since everyone is talking about Emily in Paris, we thought, hey, let's recap the first episode. Why not?
Let's do it. So that's what we're doing. So this show is
Crappens on Demand.
Oh, yeah. It's on Crappens on Demand. But so you can watch. Hi, we're on video. Don't I look pretty? Hey. I'm in the same thing I wore in the last Crappens on Demand because it's the same day.
I changed my shirt to give the illusion that we're recording on a different day. But you kind of popped that bubble a little bit. So I'm wearing my shirt that one of our listeners gave me.
What does it say? I can't
Square
see.
Books.
Square Books
in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up at Crappens on Demand, and you get access to this glorious video as well as our wonderful, wonderful Discord community, which is lovely. Hi to everyone out there. And also our bonus episodes.
Yes, everybody. So let's get into this Emily in Paris. I'm just very excited to talk shit about this show, okay?
It's such a bad show.
I want this show to die in a fire, okay? I want an asteroid to come out of the sky and hit this show. I hate the show, want it to die. Okay, I'm done for the day. That's why I wear the same thing. I can just leave now.
Bye. It's such a bad show. I'm now 3 episodes into the season because I can't stop watching. I don't know why.
Really?
It's like it's so bad. Oh, yeah. Like, it's so watchable. It's like I hate watch it. I hate watch it. I'm not like invested in any of the storylines. I'm invested in hating Emily. Emily is like the worst. She like represents the worst of America. And I think that we're supposed to be on her side and be like clapping every time she tells off French people. But I'm like fully on the side of the French people who are like, who is this little tramp, huh? Because she is so awful. She's so like, it's not that she's condescending. It's that she's so entitled. She just comes over there and like, it's like, this is how you should do things. This is how you should do things. I'm going to go jog in the park.
And it's not like she's going over there to save lives, okay? Like, so we open, she's going over there for social media, you know? It's not like she's like the only kind of doctor who can do this certain kind of baby heart transplant, and that's what she's bringing to France, you know? She's bringing fucking social media to France. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, she is. And on top of that, like, her character and also the way that her character is acted by Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins.
Oh, fucking A. Is that the truth? It's Phil Collins' daughter.
Phil Collins' daughter.
Well, yeah, talk about someone who's used to being hated. Remember when Phil Collins was like, that's it, I'm not doing anything anymore because everyone hates me. Like,
you better
he had
watch
a big
your words
fit.
Now. You're getting into dangerous territory because I'm a Phil Collins fan. So you better be careful. Choose your words carefully.
There, does that make you feel better? But don't you remember when he had a meltdown? he had a temper tantrum because people are mean to him online. Like, he had a full-on fit. Here, I'm going to look it up. Phil.
Yeah, that's true. He did. That's okay. He's like old temper. And in chronic back pain. I think he's allowed to have a tantrum. I saw him in concert last year, and he did the entire concert on a stool. And except for in the air tonight, he got off his stool. He can barely walk now, but it was great.
You know, I don't want him to not be able to walk or anything. I'm trying to find this temper tantrum he had. That's why I'm being silenced. Is Phil Collins really such a bad dad?
Is that what you looked up, or is that what came up?
No, I looked up Phil Collins' temper tantrum, and here's the headlines that came up. A chorus of disapproval profile Phil Collins. Should Phil Collins be celebrated or vilified? Phil Collins reveals drumming injuries. Kanye West smashes shit, goes all Phil Collins.
Oh, wow.
So there's a temper tantrum being compared to Phil Collins by Kanye. So there you go. Temper tantrum over reclining seat on an airplane. I don't know why that's in here.
Love that. Love that for Phil Collins.
And then, is Phil Collins really such a bad dad?
Well, I get actually Phil Collins has like a hot son who is now in his band. I will say that. So
forgiven. I've just forgiven you, Phil Collins. No, I don't hate Phil Collins. I just remember him having a fit because people were so mean online. He's like, fine, then I won't do anything anymore. I'm just not gonna do anything because everyone's mean to me. And so of course his daughter is playing like the most obnoxiously positive person ever born. Yes. You know?
Now I know some people who work in like the role that Lily Collins is supposed to have, Emily. And it's just funny because Emily's persona does not match every sort of social media expert, not expert, but like a social media, you know, marketer, whatever her position is. She doesn't reflect that. It's like, this is a show about this is a character that's being portrayed by someone who's never worked in an office. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's clear she has never been in an office, never stepped in one. Like, yeah, she has taken every meeting in her life at a cafe. Like, she doesn't even know what a cubicle is. She thinks it's a type of ice cube. Like, this is someone who has not seen an office ever.
Yeah, I can see that. And she's super positive. And I was with you where I didn't know, do they want me to hate it? Like, I'm not sure. Like, is she going to, because look, I'm not someone who only watches classy TV. I mean, what are you listening to? Okay, let's watch it happen.
Yeah.
So I watch trash all the time. I watch the ID channel, okay? I love a murder show, and they're about as well acted as this is. Like, she is very much like a girl on an ID channel show who's like, oh my God, I'm going running in the morning. And it's like, she doesn't look like she has the strength to run. Like, she's just this tiny little pinky of a girl. And she's out there running in like some puffy jacket. And I'm, you know, it's like showing her Apple Watch bands, like her, her activity bands. I mean, everything about that first scene is go fuck yourself. And also, I can't wait to see who murders you in 30 minutes, you know, because that's an ID channel show.
I actually think, like, oddly enough, I think all the other actors in the show seem to actually be really good. But she is just, she gives like hardcore assistant energy, not like, I am someone who's been working at a firm for several years to the point where I have a position that is like good enough for me to be sent overseas to oversee a transition of another company, right? She's giving like full on like, oh my God, it's my first job. So as you said, the show opens up in Chicago with Emily running along the river or the lake, I should say. And then she's like jogging in my puffy jacket. And then she stops and she goes, run complete. And I don't know, I just like got annoyed at her because I know that if I were just like walking along and I saw someone just stop and say run complete into their watch, I'd be like, fuck you, keep it to yourself.
But the drowning is just beginning, young lady. So she's running, and then does she now my notes on this are light because we were just gonna talk about this lightly on a bonus episode, but now we're recapping it. So I'm gonna ask Ben a lot of questions. Sorry to make anybody crazy. So when do we get to the sexless boyfriend? Is he right now?
No, not yet. Here, I will take care of like the scene transitions, and then we'll fill in. Since I wrote like every single detail, I was like, her shoelace came untied, and then she walked three steps, and then she looked at her phone. So then we go to the office, and she's walking down the hallway with Kate Walsh, who plays a woman named Madeline, and she's like, Madeline, You're an ad week. And
she's like, am I? I'm in ad week? Am I? What does it say? I am so sure someone in social media doesn't know that they're in ad week. Do you not remember doing the interview for ad week? Did they not tell you the fucking article was coming out in ad week? You're Kate Walsh.
No, she wasn't interviewed. She was just mentioned because Emily's like, right here in the movers and shakers section of ad week. So they have this big, like, clunky exposition where she's, like, reading the newspaper, and she's like, it says here that our company called Company ABC just acquired Savoir in France, and now you will be heading up the team to transition Savoir to American standards for the next year. That's what you'll be doing. And they mentioned you, movers and shakers.
And Kate Walsh is like, listen, I can't wait to move to France. I've been wanting to move for France forever. I'm going to fuck everybody I see in France. Yeah, I'm a cougar. Yeah, I can't wait to fuck
I was like, I love
France.
This show. I'm like, yes, Kate Walsh fucking young guys in France. I am on board.
Yeah, Kate Walsh is just ready to fuck the entire world. I just watched Kate Walsh. I watch her other show that's on right now called The Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
She's on that?
Yeah, she's the bad guy. She's so good.
She is?
Yeah.
God, that may make me want to watch that show again because I watched the first episode and I was like, I can't.
I don't know if you'll like that show or not. It's pretty cheesemo, but I mean, I like it. But
I was like on the fence, and then in the first episode they had this really hacky scene where they all started dancing to like a kitschy song, and I was like,
that's every episode. Yeah,
it was just like one of those things, like it was like the most obvious thing. I was like, oh, isn't this clever?
Yeah, like clever if it's moment. Dark outside, they'll play a song that's like, it's dark outside, or if someone gets angry they're like, I'm angry, like it's a really on the nose kind of a show.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I like that big tall muscular dude, but I don't know about the rest. So anyway, Emily's like, by the way, we have a presentation that we have to make, and here's my idea. It's about that like IBS drug. How about we have a social initiative to add meditation to your medication? See, I use two words, start with M, and I change a few letters in them.
I take medication so I don't have to do meditation, okay? It's called Valium. It's called fucking, what's that one I like to sleep to? Ambien, okay? Snort some of that up.
Yeah. So she have that. Madeline has this new fragrance that she got from a client that is handled by the French firm Savoir, and she's like, "Hey, try this fragrance. What do you think?" And Emily's like, "It's like wearing poetry." Shut up.
Yeah, be quiet. And isn't Kate Walsh like, what? Like she wasn't into it. She's like, well,
no. She goes, no, the exact opposite. She goes, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use it. Now let me smell it. And then she's like, does this smell weird to you? And then she throws up in a wastebasket.
Yeah. And she's like, listen, you've got a really good idea. I think you should pitch it today. And she's like, what? I would never want to step on your toes, Kate Walsh. I'm like, what are you? What kind of character are you? Take Kate Walsh down, okay? I need you to say, listen, you old skank, I'm taking your job, okay? You've been out fucking 20 people. I'm going to take your job. I'm young and I'm pretending to be positive, but I'm really written by Sidney Sheldon and I'm going to rule the world. But no, she's really nice. I don't like it.
She's nice. And yeah, she has like no corporate grit. So then and then she goes to a bar. So now we're at the bar and it's like this sports bar and everyone's cheering because of something that happened with the Cubs. And so Emily meets up with this guy in a shirt and tie watching Cubs game. So already I don't like this guy because this is the way it goes in these movies. A woman has a really good opportunity, but there's a guy who like loves a sports team and hangs out at sports bars and then gets like all annoyed that she wants to like leave, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, and she doesn't even tell him her big news until it's like a break in sports, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, this exactly. guy, okay, the boyfriend,
Doug.
I can't. It's like he went to the op. It's like if Hollywood is disgusting, we all know that, right? And they have casting couches. It's like they use the opposite of a casting couch to find. It's like, how can we find the most sexless human being of all time? It's like, no, keep your clothes on. Just be sexless on the couch. You're sexless enough. All right, come on in. You got it, kid. You got it.
So he's like, let's get some beers. And she goes, white wine and anything French if you have it. I was like, okay, this does not mean. Okay, you know what? Settle down. Okay, you're like, I think maybe it was her way of dropping a hint, but she doesn't really do it that way. She's just like, oh, now that I'm going to France, I have to start drinking French wine.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, I've got news. I'm going to be going to France to sell a new fragrance. It's like meditation in your medication. French wine! And he's like, blink, 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 sexless blink, sexless blink. Okay.
He goes, in Paris? Like, as if it's, like, the most hideous thing he's ever heard. It's as if she just said, by the way, I'm going to a rural village in the middle of Siberia, and I've got to study sheep feces. And he's like, really? It's like, Paris! That's, like, great! Is that, like, great? That's, like, the most amazing thing. You have an excuse to go to Paris.
Yeah, and he's all, because he's a boy.
Watching the Cubs.
I love how they, you know how in murder shows or in horror movies, they always make you hate the person they're about to kill? They'll be like, look, it's a gay stereotype, and the audience is going to love watching him get slaughtered. Or look, that girl's being really bitchy to everybody. She's going to get slaughtered, and everyone's going to love it. You know how they do that? I feel like that's what they're doing with this guy. They're just making him be so skeevy that you're glad when she dumps him, you know?
Yeah, so then they start walking through the streets. Because, by the way, she's been promised she'll be senior brand manager if she does this for a year. Like, twist my arm, you get to go to Paris for a year, right? So they're walking through the streets, and she's still like selling him on this idea. She's like, look, I've, you know, like they've already set me up with an apartment, and I've already made a spreadsheet that can show like when you can visit and when I can visit you and all these different things that we can do. And he's like, wait, are you serious? You're really serious about this thing? I'm like, listen, bro, she got an opportunity to live on someone else's dime in Paris for a year, and you're like not even being mildly supportive. I thought like we'd move beyond this with Adrien Grenier's character in Devil Wears Prada. I thought we'd move beyond this with Jason Waller in the Hills, okay? And now we're back to the boyfriend being like, "Oh, really? Ew, Paris.
Yeah.
Stop it."
Yeah, he's gross and stupid. So does
Yeah.
she so then she just arrives in Paris, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have like a little more well, he has another like undermining boyfriend moment where he goes, unless I miss something, you don't even speak French. I'm like, you know what, you're a real underminer and she should dump you as soon as possible. But yeah,
Yeah.
so, and
And I
then he
hate
is
his
like,
eyebrows too. Just had to get that in there. His
oh
eyebrows really
yeah.
bother me because they're shaped, which is fine. Like we all have to help ourselves, okay? But he's like, I want the baby pinky, okay? It's like he went into a beauty salon and was like, I just want two little baby finger sticks.
Baby finger sticks. So Emily goes, "You look worried." And he goes, "I'm not worried. It's the French who should be worried." Not necessarily lying, but from a boyfriend, I want him to say, "I think this is a great opportunity for you. Go have fun. I will see you there in a week or 2 weeks." You know? So now we're in Paris. Now all of a sudden it's Paris.
Yeah, it's just Paris all of a sudden, and she's like walking around looking super cute everywhere. And so she go and it's beautiful there. Oh my
Oh
God.
my God,
So
it's so beautiful. And she has, by the way, the world's worst iPhone case. She has this crazy case that's like has this metallic, what do you call those, pop sockets or whatever? And it's just,
no, it's
I
a
hate it.
camera case.
Oh
Like it's
God.
a case that looks like it's a camera because she's always taking pictures. So it's not actually a camera, but she's like, "Hey
Yeah.
everybody, I'm in social media and I take a lot of pictures, so I'm gonna have a camera." So it's like this bulk, you know, she can't put it in her jeans. That's a girl you go out with who's always leaving her phone at the bar because she can't fucking fit it in anywhere. She can't fit in her
No.
purse, she can't fit it in her pocket. You spend the night, you're all drunk, and you have to spend the night till like 5 in the morning looking for this girl's or phone, you know?
And she makes comments about it all the time, like, "Ugh, this thing is so big, it doesn't fit in my pocket. I don't want to hear it anymore. Go to Amazon and spend $10, okay, on something that's like fits,
And then
right?"
she does this thing where I don't know. This is another thing where I'm like, are they making us feel sad or is this supposed to be happy? Like all the sad selfies that she takes all over the place.
Yeah, she
She's like,
does.
look
She
at
has a lot
me.
of
It's
them.
like she's sad, but then she takes a selfie to look like she's doing well. And I'm like, that's so all of us, but is that the point or is it supposed to be
Yeah.
happy? I just don't know what this show is saying, you know?
I think that she is like one of those Instagram accounts I would follow for about 3 weeks and just like rage follow because I'd be like, I know she is miserable, but she's trying to make me think that she's so happy, but she's lonely and miserable in Paris right now. And that's what her account is all about.
So she goes to the address that she's been given that she's going to be living at, and there's like a hot doorman there, and he's like, "Let me take your bags." Ooh! And he looks like kind of a starving Hugh Grant,
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
guess.
like if Hugh like a he, I'm trying to remember who he reminded me of. He sort of looked like Conrad from Below Deck Mediterranean a few seasons ago, like the bosun who dated Hannah. Like if
Oh,
Conrad was like
yes.
had like a little bit
Oh, the
of
doorman. That's actually a really good call. I was saying a hungry Hugh Grant, meaning the neighbor who's coming up later. But this guy, you're right. He does look
Oh,
like
I'm talking about the
Conrad.
realtor because she gets out of her car
Yeah,
because she's
you're
been
right.
driven there. She spent the entire ride. She like does that thing where she rolls down the window and sticks her head out like a dog. And so she like finally gets there. This realtor's like, "Is this Emily? Let me show you your apartment." So they go into this building and there's like the landlady. She's like sweeping in the lobby. Like they just like traffic in all the French stereotypes. She's like, "Oh, I'm just sweeping. Put your bass on the stove." You know, like she's like all in like dressed like she's from like 1845, like, "Oh, just brooming, brooming." So they go up the stairs. So she's like on the top floor and there's no elevators. So they have to go up and they get to a certain floor and she's like, "Is this it?" He's like, "No, yours is on the fifth floor. This is the fourth floor." And she goes, "I just schlepped these bags up five flights. This is the fifth floor." I'm like, I cannot stand Emily right now. Her staircase entitlement is off the charts right now.
I know, but it's just also so American. Like, we really get screwed over in a lot of ways, you know? And I'm very proud to be an American, but you don't learn until later in life in the ways that our forefathers screwed us. Like, the measuring system. Nobody measures anything like us, you know? Like, why do we have to have our own measuring system? Why do we have to drive on a different side of the road than literally everywhere else in the world, you know? Like, we just decide our own things. Like,
Right. I think we're
inches.
actually in
We're
the
going to make
majority society.
our own thing, okay? We're going to call them inches, and you guys are going to fucking deal with it. Guess what? This is called a mile. Or things like numbering floors, which is the case right here, where he's like, no, here the ground floor is called ground, and then the second floor is the first floor. And so that's probably been done the whole time, and we change that shit, and now we complain everywhere we go and look stupid, you know?
Yeah, and then and he explains that to her, and she goes, "That's weird." I'm like, you know what? You're weird. You are the guest in this country, ma'am. You adopt. Don't say that's weird, okay? Get over it. So
No,
they get
she's
to the
here to bring
top.
America to France. She's going to have that shit changed by the end of the season, okay? People are going to call the ground floor one, okay? And Emily will have won.
She will make a very serious tweet about it, and Macron's wife is going to retweet it and change all of France. And if you think that I'm joking, Ronnie, you wait till you see episode two, okay? So
I will never see episode two. I can guarantee you that right now.
episode two, she gets really mad because she realizes that the French word for vagina is le vagin, and she's like, "Why is that a masculine word?" And she like tweets it out, and then Macron's wife like retweets it. And it's like, oh, Macron's wife retweeted your thing.
Oh my God.
So,
Okay, I will watch the second episode. I'm in now. Now
it's
I'm in. You're
ridiculous.
kind of
No,
selling me.
she is so bratty in the second episode. There's a scene with a steak. But anyway, we will potentially get to that. Maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see. But the point is this. So she's now in her apartment, and she's on the top floor, and the top floor is like they're like these tiny, teeny tiny apartments because they were made for like the help
The
essentially, and they're
servants,
like,
yeah.
"Oh, well, we know this space is teeny tiny." I'm like, "It is immense. What are you talking about? It's tiny. This is not what it looks like. This is a huge apartment."
I mean, I thought it was pretty small. He's like, "Look, it's pretty small, but look at the view." And so she looks out and she's like, "Oh my God, the view." And then this fucking guy, have they not had hashtag Me Too up in
No.
France? Like, is that only an
What was
American thing? Because this guy was so gross. He's like putting his hand on her shoulder and he's like, "Oh, are you hungry? Do you drink? Do you have a boyfriend?" And she's like, "Yes, I have a boyfriend." "Not in Paris?" She's like, "No, he's still in America." He's like, "Oh, you have no boyfriend in Paris." Oh, it's like humping her leg. Get the fuck out of here, sir.
Yeah, she's like, and this is like one of Emily's good moments. She goes, "Bye bye now. Bye bye."
"Maybe
And
I
so he's
see
like,
you for another time." And she's like, "No, don't think so." "Bye. Not going to tip you for bringing up my luggage either. Bye."
Yeah. And then she takes a selfie with like Paris behind her and goes like, hashtag room with a view. And then we have like this like super fast pan across the city. It's like dizzying. And it's like, Emily in Paris.
Yeah. So
So now, yeah,
texting.
she's walking to work, and she goes into work, and she's like, she goes into the lobby, and she's like, she encounters a guy named Julian, and she's like, "Hi, hello, bonjour, I'm Emily Cooper from the Gilbert Group in Chicago." And he's like,
He just looks at her like she's like, "Would you like a COVID sandwich? Does that sound good?" He's like, so she has like a little translator thing on her phone, and I guess she talks to him or whatever in that. And he's like, "Oh, disgusting. You are disgusting." So they call her boss, and this lady, I love her acting.
I love
She's
her.
a wrist actor, because you know
Yes.
everyone has their little thing. She gets like limp wrists and she just moves them back and forth, and that's her fancy acting. She's like, "Look at
That's
me, I'm
all she
French,
does.
I'm fancy French lady. I move wrists like this, huh?"
She just flaps them back and forth, and it's perfection. I'm like, why can we not just watch her and her life? Like, she has the most interesting life here. She like sashays through every scene just with the wrists like back and forth, and like, In France, we walk like this, and you have to learn that. It's also how I used to walk in fourth grade. I'm not lying.
Let's face it, I can still walk like that sometimes. Maybe I just love seeing it in somebody else.
So this woman Sylvie, she's like talking to her in French, and you know Emily's like, "I can't speak it, like crazy person with weird non-American language." So she's like, "Oh, okay." So I was told that the American coming here spoke French. And she's like, yeah, that's Madeline. And I'm Emily Cooper. And I'm so excited to be here. And she's like, ugh, that's unfortunate.
It's like, what? Then I'm not her. It's like, that you don't speak French. Wrist rock, wrist rock, wrist rock.
Yeah, like hostile wrist walking, et cetera.
So then they
So,
call in the other boss or the main guy, the main
yeah.
owner of the company or whatever. And he's like, they're like, give me someone who's like Gerard Depardieu-ish, you know, but
Yeah.
like slightly healthier than Gerard Depardieu. So this guy comes in. Armand Veillard is his name. He plays Paul Brosseau. And he's like, oh, you're from America, huh? Stupid. Why are you also fat, huh? How
Yeah,
about
pretty
you tell
much.
me why you're also fat? Excuse you, sir. You are no little Twiggy yourself there. You might
That's
want to
true.
watch your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. One too many baguettes. And he's like smoking a cigarette in the office. Like they're just like, oh, French people smoke everywhere. So here, let's have him smoke cigarettes. I looked it up. You can't smoke inside offices in France. Like that's not a thing that
Oh,
you can
you
do.
can't? I wondered. I was
No.
like, wow, they only got rid of that in America. That seems weird. He's like, well, you're
No.
also fat. Oh, the land of diabetes and heart disease. And she's like, but you're smoking, and people die of heart disease and diabetes from smoking too. And he's like, oh, but cigarette, that is joy. And what is life without enjoyment? I was like, so what do you think food is?
I know. And I like that, like, how he's like, oh, I went to Chicago and I tasted the deep dish pizzas. How do you say? And Sylvia goes, disgusting. And they're just like making fun of deep dish
Yeah, he
pizza.
said it's like cement. He's like cement with cheese on it. So I heard that everybody is so mad at this show, right? So I was like, why are people so
Yeah, it's the
mad?
stupidest controversy.
And I looked up Emily in Paris, and the first article, and of course it's from Fox, but the first article that comes up, Chicago pizza chain Lou Malnati's response to dig made in Netflix series Emily in Paris. It's like, okay, Chicago Pizza. I don't know that you really need to make a comment.
Yeah, exactly. If you're taking this show seriously, I mean, this is also a girl who sends back her steak in the next episodes. So like, don't take her like food recommendations too careful, like too close, too seriously,
The
okay?
restaurant called it heartless.
Yeah, because she's like, because when he's like, oh, I had deep dish pizza, she's like, oh, you probably had Lou Malnati's or whatever it's called, you know? Because there's like a big rivalry,
Yeah,
I think, right, between Lou and Gino's East or
Malnati's.
something.
And it's a cult favorite for pizza visiting Chicago in search of the famous deep dish pizza. The restaurant didn't take the joke lightheartedly, calling it heartless amid restaurants struggling during coronavirus. Malnati's is always the first to participate in good-natured banter with pizza lovers from New York or California. However, it feels especially unkind to disparage anyone during these difficult times, given that
Oh
most
my God.
restaurants are struggling to hang on. We've been serving Chicago's favorite deep dish since 1971. I was like,
Settle down, lady. Oh, come on.
okay.
Come on. It was a stupid joke on a stupid show about people. No one was saying don't go there because you'll get like asbestos poisoning. She was just making it.
Yeah,
I
and
don't think
hey,
anyone was
now I
basing
know
their
next
pizza
time I go to
recommendations on
Chicago
this
and
show.
want pizza, I'm gonna say, hey, Malnati's, because I heard it on that show, you know?
I know. I might be inclined to not go there because they're being such babies about this show. How about
But I just love that that's the controversy,
Right.
or at least part of it.
Also, you know what's additionally funny about this scene is that when this guy Paul comes in, he kisses her on both cheeks, and she's like, "Oh, okay. I guess we're doing that." It's like, did you do any research before you moved to France? Like, did you just like look through a single travel guide to know about certain? Like, did you even like see any movies about? And did you ever watch The Real Housewives of New York and watch Luann interact with anyone? Like, you
I
know
was
that
like,
people in
girl,
New
you're
York
on
kiss on both
social
sides.
media. Did you not even search Paris on Instagram? You know, come
Do you not
on.
understand how people interact in Europe? Like, come on now. Stop being so surprised.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Big news. Peacock, the streaming service from NBCUniversal, is home to your favorite reality
You
shows.
just go to peacocktv.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior. Whoa!
I mean, come on, people. We are a podcast that specializes in Bravo. So if you want to watch your Real Housewives, your Vanderpump Rules, your Top Chef. I mean, I don't even know what else I have to tell you, okay?
Okay? You can watch all these shows from the very beginning, which is very different because they haven't always been available. So it's really great to have this now. And they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, current shows, timeless classics, timely updates included. Okay!
All right, you know what? Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone, okay?
Go to peacocktv.com to download and start streaming now. Whoa!
Ben's commercial.
So she talks to her boyfriend on FaceTime. And she's like, oh my God, having so much fun. Can't wait to see you. Blah, blah, blah. Paris, Paris. Double kiss on the cheek. WTF. And she's like, I really miss you. I hope you can come soon. And he's like, and he grabs his heart. I'm like, I hate this guy. I hate him. He's even like so, literally grabbing his heart in a scene. Yeah, get him out.
He's terrible. Yeah. So, but there's also a meeting. So she goes to, they have this meeting where she introduces herself to the whole team. And she's like, first, let me apologize for speaking English. I did Rosetta Stone on the plane, but it hasn't kicked in yet. And a woman just leaves the table, which is supposed to be like, we're supposed to be like, what a bitch. But I'm like, I get it. I'm done with this woman.
She goes, and they tell her she doesn't speak English, so she just, sorry, she jutted. And she's so like, who? She goes, I'm just here to change social media now. Who's in charge of social media? And they're like, that lady was.
And they're like, why are you shouting? She's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, so she's like, talk about social media. And this guy, Luke, who has this like frizzy gray hair, he's like, the French are the masters of social media. And she goes, yes, but Americans invented it, which is why I hope to become a valuable member of your team by adding an American point of view to your fabulous French clients. Like, I would just like rage quit. I'm quitting this company. I would not be able to deal.
Did Americans invent social media? Well, I guess so. They're California companies, right?
Stuff like that. So then, so basically Sylvia and Paul have like a quiet moment and they're like, who is this girl? And like, they're basically like, well, we're stuck with her until she leaves. And Sylvia's like, well, we'll see how long she lasts with Mia as her boss. Hand flap, hand flap.
Yeah, hand flap. Oh, we'll see. I'm going to put her through things like be kind of nice. Like, no, you're going to have to be way more evil, ma'am, if you're going to get this girl. So is this where she asks people about lunch?
No, so now she comes home. So now she goes, she FaceTimes with Doug. She's like on a bridge and she FaceTimes with him. And then she sees some people making out and she's like, oh. And so she goes home.
That could be me and baby finger eyebrows. So she goes home and she schleps up the stairs and she tries putting her key in the door. Oh, yeah, she has to turn on the light. She's all mad.
She's like, are you kidding me? Are you seriously? It's like, it's a light switch. Relax. Relax. Okay.
So she's putting the key in the wrong door. And this is where the starving Hugh Grant comes in. So he opens the door and he's like, ugh. And here's another, like, you guys need to hear about me too. Because he's very like, oh, hello. I was like, why is this guy creaming his pants already?
And she's like, oh, right. Oh, I forgot. This is the fourth floor. I'm like, don't you remember the part about how you're on the top floor? Notice how there's another staircase going up. Like, what are you like? Think about these things, Emily. So she's like, I'm Emily Cooper, your new neighbor from upstairs. And he's like, oh, American. And she's like, oui, from Chicago. And he goes, oh, Gabriel, French. From Normandy. And she goes, oh, I know that beach. Saving Private Ryan, right? I'm like, what? You were moving to a new country. Could you just try to be informed?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So he's all fucky with her. He's like, oh, fucky, fucky. Oh, yeah. Fucky, fucky. Yeah. And she's like, okay, bye. So she goes upstairs. And the next morning, she goes to the little bakery, and of course, this is like such a standard, like, French, we're in a French movie, because it's a lady like, okay, you'll give me a doll, you know, she's very like,
I'll have un croissant, and then he's like, un, pas un, or something like that,
yeah,
and
she's like, pain, chocolat, pain, chocolat.
I am your I am your very surly local baker who turns out to have a heart of gold, you know?
Yeah, she's going to turn out to be like her best friend who gives her dating advice or something, because
yes,
she's not mean well. You know what I mean? She doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm getting like a hug from
motherly
her.
Motherly mean.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
and then
like
she,
motherly
Emily
mean,
doesn't
like,
even
I
like
expect more from you.
Like Emily doesn't even learn how to pay people, you know? Like that's stupid. Like at least learn how to buy some shit. Like you're out of town. Like that's the least you can do is learn how to pay. She's like, she just like throws a bunch of coins on the table and
half of them are probably like US like quarters and stuff. And yeah. Someone's like,
and she counts them out for her and then gives her one back. And then Emily, of course, does not even tip her, which is just rude as hell.
And then she has this pan au chocolat that's like
okay,
clearly like it's clearly not even as good as a Starbucks one. Like it's like there are no layers in this thing. There's nothing crispy. This is just like soft dough with maybe some chocolate in it.
It actually looked like a Starbucks version of one of them, you know? And I hate when people do this, when they have a bite, it's like skinny girls, okay? Or skinny people. I shouldn't say skinny girls because that's rude. But like just a thin person who gets a fucking chocolate croissant and then they eat it and they're like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
And you can see it's such a soft, doughy pan au chocolat. Like you can see there's like nothing crispy, nothing flaking off. And she's like, oh, my God, I have to take a selfie right now. Boomerang, boomerang, boomerang.
It's like everything everybody hates about Instagram is this girl,
I know.
Right?
Meanwhile, I like have totally posted so many croissants on my Instagram.
Well, sorry, I don't mean you, babe.
No,
everybody
listen,
else.
I'm guilty. I have to own up. I have to own it, baby. So then she like shows up at the office and like she can't get in and she's like ringing the doorbell and she's waiting and waiting and waiting. And then she calls up her boss and she's like, is today like some weird national holiday that you guys forgot to tell me about? Because I've been out here for two hours and like no one is here at the office.
Yeah, no one will call her. And then the assistant guy comes by on his bike. He's like, what are you doing here? She's like, working. I've been here since 8:30. He's like, we open at 10:30.
And she's acting all strange. It's like, this is their company. This is their hours are at 10:30.
But also, like, why don't you know what time to come to work?
Yeah.
You know? Like, why can't you count out change for a croissant? Why don't you know what time to come to work?
Yeah, why do you just assume doors will literally open for you, right? Like, the amount of privilege that she shows. And then she's at it. Then we got to, and then it's like, now Emily's at her desk, and Sylvie walks in, and she does her, like, flapping in, her wrist flapping. And then Emily looks at her phone, and we see the time, 11:15 a.m. And Emily just, like, raises her eyebrows, like, Like, oh, showing up late. Yeah, she's the boss. She's allowed to show up late. You don't know. She's probably on, like, she may have had a breakfast meeting, Emily. You don't get to judge.
Emily. So then she goes over to find Patricia, the scared social media lady. And she's like, hi, Patricia. And Patricia's like, like, please no. Please don't talk to me. Please no.
And so Emily basically says into her phone, like, you know, like, I'm here to talk about social media.
Yeah, she's like, I'm Emily. I'm from America. I would love to sit and talk to you about a strategy for our social media for all of our merchandising and blah, blah, blah. And Patricia goes, oh, no.
And runs away. runs away like she saw like a banshee or something.
Yeah, Patricia's so then the she's, best.
So then Emily just starts going, asking people to lunch. She's like, would you like to go to lunch? And Sylvia's like, I'll have a cigarette. And basically everyone says no.
Yeah. So she has to go eat on the park bench alone.
She's like, I'm in France. Let me do something really French. I'm going to sit with a baguette on a park bench.
Yes. And so she meets this nanny named Mindy, who is there teaching kids Mandarin. So she's just like yelling at the kids in the park in Mandarin the whole time.
Yeah, because the kids knock the baguette out of Emily's hand. Because, of course, Emily is, like, just loosely holding a baguette out in the middle of a path. Normally, I blame the kids, but I actually blame Emily for this one. So
I just don't think that this actress knew how to hold a carb. I mean, they're really making her do a lot of carb work in this show. That girl does not eat chocolate croissants and baguettes.
She definitely does not. She didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. She probably had to practice that shit for a week.
So basically, this woman, Mindy, she's like apologizing for the kids knocking the baguette out of her hand. And so then she sits with her and she starts giving this really clunky exposition. She's like, are you from Indianapolis? Because I'm from India. I went to school in Indianapolis. I mean, I'm not from Indianapolis. I mean, my mom's from Shanghai. Actually, my mom's from Korea, but I just came in from Shanghai. I'm like, why were you telling this random stranger all this information?
Yeah, she's just a motor mouth. It's like, oh, let me guess. You're from Indiana? And she's like, no, from Chicago. She's like, close. I was close. I mean, you just look so nice.
Looks like corn-fed.
She's like, you know? So happy.
So she sits down and she's talking about like, oh, Paris, everything's beautiful here. The buildings are so beautiful and the place is so beautiful, but the people are so mean, you know? And I'm like, also, I've been lucky enough to have gone to Paris twice and everyone was super lovely and nice. Like literally across the board, everyone was so friendly. So I think it's just so funny. They're just like, you know, like doing all this like super obvious.
Almost married a French girl. You know that, right?
Refresh me on this one.
When I was 18, I lived in Staten Island for a year and like renting a room from this old man. And the girl, one of the girls downstairs was named Claudie. And she was from France. And she wanted, we became really good friends, but God, this girl had such a temper and stuff. And we were in a movie theater once watching a movie and somebody came to sit in front of us. And she's like, why do you have to sit there? There's so many seats. Why do you sit right in front of me? And he's like, I can sit wherever I want. She goes, oh, enjoy the film. And then so we're just sitting there, and she is so mad, and this guy's eating popcorn. She goes, why? Why do Americans have to have the loudest food in the world to eat in the movie? Why? And I was like, oh, my God, please calm down. Don't worry, honey. You know, we're just calm down. And then so the movie starts, and she starts tapping her foot on the guy's chair. And then it turns into a kick. And they had, like, I've never been so, like, thrilled and terrified at a person in my whole life. And wow. Then after that, she's like, will you marry me? And I was like, that is, like, the most romantic thing. I mean, obviously, it was for a green card, but.
Right. You could have been on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. I was like, I could totally imagine our life together, but my dad won't let me do it. I'm sorry, Claudine. And then she stopped speaking to me. Oh, okay. Well, glad we talked about this show.
Well, so it's funny. Mindy is saying how, like, you know, the French are so mean. And she goes, you know, Chinese people are mean behind your back, but French people, they're mean to your face. And I just think it's funny that, like, the show is, like, is trafficking in this idea of French people are so mean to your face when, like, literally every reality show we ever watch, Ronnie, what is like the number one complaint that seems to come up over and over again? It's like, well, if you're going to say something about me, say it to my face, say it to my face. So it's like we as a culture are always saying how much we want people to say what they feel to our face. And now we're like, oh, they're mean to your face. It's not right. It's not nice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty pretty stereotype heavy, this show.
It really is.
So they become friends. They decide to become friends. And then Emily goes back to the office and her boss comes back. What's her name?
I think it's Sylvie or Sylvia.
She comes back, you know, moving her wrist hand, flopping her hands around. But now she's all carefree because on the way home, Emily has seen that everybody went to lunch without her and they're all having this great lunch, laughing and having the best time. And so Emily's like, all sad.
The best time.
Yeah, so she goes back to work. And so, like the best time. It's like passing up.
I've never seen a lunch depicted as fun as that lunch. Like, I've ever seen, I've never seen some characters be like, I want to be sitting with them. They're having the best lunch.
Wine pouring, baguettes passing around.
Outside.
Smoking. Like the best lunch ever. So she goes back to the office all sad. And then so her boss comes in flapping her hands and she's like, allô, le pluc.
Yeah. And everyone's like, bonjour, le pluc. Bonjour, le pluc. And she's like, Julian, what does le pluc mean? He goes, it's a term of endearment, you know? So she's like, okay. So then she Googles it and somehow, miraculously, she knows how to spell le pluc. This woman who doesn't even know about kissing on both sides of the cheek. Whose only frame of reference of Normandy is like the beach that was in Saving Private Ryan. And yet somehow she knows how to spell exactly La Pluque. I don't even know how to spell La Pluque. And I was the president of French club in my high school. Okay. And so she types it in perfectly and it means the hick.
And it means the hick. Which, listen, it could be worse.
Yes. It could have been way worse.
Yeah. So she's all sad now, and so she goes to the park. She goes kind of to eat somewhere. I don't know. She's always eating, which is hilarious to me. But she's like at some restaurant on the water.
She's like a cafe outside. Yeah,
and this really handsome guy comes up to her, and he smiles in her face. He's like, "Oh, is this seat to take in?" She's like, "Oh, please!" And she moves her purse, and he takes a seat because he needed it for his table.
Standing ovation to that Frenchman. He did it. He did it.
So she's a little Scooter comes down, and it's the guy with the gray curly hair from her job.
Luke. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Emily. Oh, I'm so sorry. I do not condone calling you La Pluke. It is way too mild. I would go much harder.
And he's like, you know, I'm so sorry. People aren't very nice to you, but I think it is because we are afraid of you. You know, like maybe you are better and you make us look worse. But, you know, things are different for you because you are from America. And in America, you live to work. And in France, we work to live.
Yeah, exactly. And she goes, well, I enjoy work and accomplishment. It makes me happy, which is why I'm going to make the new hours for our office 8:30 in the morning. Hey. And he's like, work makes you happy? And she's like, it's why I'm here for work. And look where it's brought me to, this beautiful city where no one gives a fuck about me.
Where everybody hates me.
Yeah. So he's like, well, maybe you don't know how to be happy. And she goes, well, maybe that's a little arrogant. And he's like, you come to Paris and you don't speak French? That is arrogant. I was like, oh, Luke.
Yeah. Luke. I'll give you some American Snapple for that.
Yeah, I love a good read on Emily.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, good dissing you, Emily. Goodbye. So he gets on his scooter, and she's all sad.
He's like, wah, wah, wah.
So she's been calling her boyfriend, but he's like, busy babe. So she finally gets to sleep, and he calls her at 3:30 in the morning. And she's like, you just woke me up. It's 3:30 in the morning. He's like, oh, well, I just got home from work. Let's have some phone sex. Yeah, I'm going to jerk off with his phone right here.
This idiot, he obviously has enough brains to work in a place where he needs to wear a shirt and tie, but he does not even like the forethought to think like, oh, what time is it? It's clearly a different time in France, which is, you know, half a world away. He's like, oh, it's 3:30 in the morning. I had no idea. Cubs, baseball.
Yeah. Because before they were talking, what, in early afternoon? So what time would that have been for him? Wouldn't it have been the middle of the night for him?
Well, no, when she called him, it was evening for her, and so it was like afternoon for him, and that's why he was like walking around. He's like, I got my passport. So he basically takes off his shirt and is like, yeah, let's like jerk off together on FaceTime, you know. So they're doing it, and like she's like, I'm just so overwhelmed. And Ronnie, wacky French telecommunications, their FaceTime froze.
Their FaceTime what?
Froze. Because, you know, wacky old buildings, they're bad.
Well, I got it that he came because he's, like, such a guy, right? He's such a guy on it. He's like, yeah, babe, yeah, I'm thinking about fucking or whatever. And she's like, here's my feelings. And she starts going on about his feelings. And then he comes and then just drops the phone and it turns off. So I thought it was that he just came and was like, goodbye.
No, because there were some disruptions while they started to have their mutual jerk off session, and but it was like, it still was like he was not listening. He was still being a jerk and not listening to her while they were like,
yeah, it's like he didn't try to call back or anything. It's just such a guy. It's like, I'm done. Yeah. So she pulls out her vibrator. She's like, oh, hello, you. And so she pulls out her vibrator and she plugs it into the wall, and then it takes out the lights in the entire building.
Yeah, everything blacks out. It's like, welcome to France, Emily. Bonjour.
Can't even jerk off right, Emily.
Those crazy European outlets.
God.
Yeah, next time get an adapter, Emily, by the way. You're in a different country. Like, literally just do some basic research about where you're moving to.
But didn't she have to have an adapter to plug it in the first place?
It looked like she had one, but I still think that she had the setting wrong. I feel like she plugged in her adapter but forgot to set the switch to, like, you know, Europe. It was still on USA or something.
Oh, God. So she...
That's my theory.
Yeah, I don't know. After that, I was like, are they saying that electricity is just terrible there? Or are they saying she's terrible because of her plug? Like, what is this show saying?
I think it, to me, it was like they were trying to say, like, look at these crazy old French buildings. Like, they're so rickety with, like, tenuous wiring.
But if, like, this says anything about this show, I looked up Emily in Paris, like I told you. I looked up Emily in Paris cast so I would know everybody's name. Not that that came in handy. But every single headshot on here, because you know how they put everybody's headshots up in a row on Google? So yeah. Everybody's headshot, they're making this face. They're like making, their face looks like every single one. The only one laughing is the guy who plays the boss. Who's like, why are you all so fat?
I just want Sylvie. I just want to watch episodes about Sylvie. I want Emily. I want this to be like Valerie, the show Valerie. We start off as Valerie and then they killed her off and made it Valerie's family. And then they brought in Sandy Duncan and made it the Hogan family. I want this to start off as Emily in Paris and then maybe just change it to like Paris or like Sylvie. Like, just send her back to America and let's focus on Sylvie.
I love Sylvie too. And Sylvie is a little what's her name? Who'd you just say? Valerie,
like, oh, she, like Valerie Harper?
Yeah, she is a little, her face, I'm looking at her headshot right now and her face is a little Valerie Harper. Yeah,
sure. She reminds me of someone, but I haven't been able to place it. But she's, I think she's great, actually. I'm like, I love her. Like, I think the actress is great.
I love hand acting. I just love her limp wrist acting. I think that's just such a bold choice. Like, I don't think I've ever seen limp wrist acting as a choice before. I loved it.
She does a limp wrist acting. She also does like a sachet, which really like hammers it home, right?
Yeah.
She's sort of like this. Yeah. She's going like this and the hands are flapping. It's just like she throws her whole body into the show. And I just think it's great. La plu. Bonjour la plu. Bonjour la plu.
All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of Emily in Paris. We will be back next week with Real Housewives of Orange County in this slot. Right?
Well, I think this is our, I guess, I don't know. It depends on if this is going to be our Friday show or Thursday show.
I don't know. We'll decide next
decide,
week.
You decide, Ronnie.
We'll be either here way, every day, 5 days a week, guys. So just come check us out. If you want our bonus episodes or these on videos, just go to Patreon, sign up for Crappens on Demand level. You'll get a lot of stuff. You'll get this. You can talk to each other on Discord. You get the bonus episodes. Get your masks for this pandemic, this fundemic we're in. Get those over at crappensmerch.com. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.